Doug Kisling, Chief Executive Officer of Kisling Farms, is in Rumbek of Lagos State to meet with the farmers as he conducts a survey on food security needs and to determine which crops to grow in the state.
I'm here to make that survey to try to figure out the major food insecurity points and how that we can correct them. And I do know that there are other organizations working on this, but because of other circumstances around the world and global politics, all of those organizations are under much stress, and so some of their funding is being cut.
The Kisling Farm was established in 1876 and farmed by the Kisling family for five generations. It is located on the Sante Fair Trail. Kisling Farms grows wheat, corn, soybeans, grain sorghum, and grasses on 2,500 acres in and around Chese, Kansas. Kisling arrived in South Sudan on Tuesday following an invitation by the Rumbek Women's Group, their foundation, which support agricultural activities. DR says he will provide an initial $1 million to the group to support an agricultural project that will employ 100 young people.
One of the main reasons it's important to visit Rumbek and Lake States is because this area grows a lot of sorghum and some other crops. And the DR Foundation's major campaign, South Sudan Will Never Starve Again campaign, focuses on how agriculture can feed all of the 10 million people plus in South Sudan. And so with agriculture and a little bit of hope from all of the people, we know that we can make a large difference in the food instability in this country.
Kisling says he will provide local farmers with the seeds, tillage equipment, and tractors in the first stage of the project. John Mark McCoy Marial, an administrator at the DR Foundation, says his group will invest Kisling's donations to cultivate 200,000 hectares of land in Lagos State with a view towards feeding millions of South Sudanese. McCoy says the DR Foundation has already allocated 50,000 hectares of land for growing crops to feed the people of South Sudan.
We wanted to encourage local food production so that we become food secure. And by addressing this issue of food insecurity, we will have addressed even the issues of rebellion, because our mentality or the basic approach is that an angry stomach, you know, the mentality, it can affect even the thinking capacity of human being when you are starving. So hunger has killed more than even the violent war in South Sudan.
McCoy says while working to boost food production, his group also wants to empower women with the work skills in healthcare, education, and agriculture so that they can become self-reliant.
I have been mobilizing the communities to turn up for agriculture production because we are tired of depending on the international aid. You have seen now the international community is withdrawing, is reducing the support to South Sudan. So the best alternative is to tap on agriculture, which is untapped, by the way. Our economy is a rent-paid economy. We are much dependent. More than 80% of the total population depends on subsistence farming. So we wanted to strengthen this subsistence farming to become more locally productive in such a manner that we do not starve to death again.
Kisling says he will bring more than 40 U.S. investors, business owners, and CSOs of other companies to South Sudan to help in different sectors of the economy. For VOA News, I am William Sande Mabur, reporting in Rumbek, Lagos State.